Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
United Russia, the party of Vladimir Putin, has claimed victory in elections to the National Parliament with more than 49% of the popular vote. However, critics of the Kremlin point to Mr. Putin's control of state media, the jailing of prominent opponents, and multiple videos on social media which appear to show ballot stuffing at polling stations across Russia. Well, I'm joined now by a key ally of the jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny, the executive director of the anti-corruption foundation Vladimir Ashurkov. And thank you very much, Vladimir, for joining us this evening. Is there any, as I said, there's plenty of videos on social media which appear to show ballot stuffing at polling stations, but is there any hard evidence that this election was unfair or stolen in some way?
Of course, there are many reports from election monitors, people who are monitoring the elections, who evidence ballot stuffing. We have videos of people, you know, putting extra ballots into the ballot boxes. The probably most appalling case is the electronic voting that happened in Moscow, which showed drastically different results in favor of United Russia Party compared to the paper ballots that were counted. So yes, it's very widely documented.
Are there any positives, do you think, from this election, 49% of the popular vote for United Russia?
We advocated a system of tactical voting where our supporters, we asked them to vote for people who have a chance to become elected but are not associated with United Russia. And if we look at the real results, not the official rigged results, we believe that in many districts, in many electoral districts, our candidates have won. Our system of smart voting also forced the authorities to put such unprecedented pressure on media, on internet giants Google and Apple to remove our innocuous smart voting app. And I think many more people in Russia realized how rigged this system is and how repressive is the political structure that was built by Mr. Putin.
So maybe some more people's eyes have been opened to what is going on around them, but what difference will that make, do you think, in the coming years, or what challenges does your organization face as political opponents of Vladimir Putin now?
We did not expect that we can defeat our opponents, the people who hijacked power in Russia, because they have all the administrative resources, they have unlimited financial resources, they use law enforcement illegally to their own ends to pressure independent politicians and media. So we didn't expect to win outright at these elections. But the elections showed that the support for Putin and for United Russia is steadily falling. And more people become disillusioned with how Russia is governed. The standards of living have been deteriorating for over a decade, and we see on social media that more and more people are becoming highly critical of the authorities.
Ireland is on the UN Security Council now. Of course, Russia has a veto on that council. But is there anything Ireland could do as part of its membership of that council to help foster or work towards a more democratic Russia?
I think that paying attention to what goes on in Russia and the implication that it has to the whole world, I think that's important. There is no silver bullet that Ireland or the Western world as a whole can apply to make Russia more civilized, less assertive, more democratic. But a coherent strategy of dealing and containing Russia across Western democracies is something that's needed, and that's something that's really not present at this moment.
All right, we'll leave it there for this evening, but thank you very much for joining us. That's Vladimir Ashurkov, who is Executive Director of the Anti-Corruption Foundation.